morning and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It is Wednesday, December 27th, 2 days after Christmas. I'm so stuffed, I don't know what to do with myself, but I had such a good time with my family. We ate, we played games, we just celebrated Jesus, and we just went down memory lane. It was just such a fun time. I know you guys had a great time with your families, those that served in the community. I just give kudos to you. Praise God for your diligence and your heart's desire to serve God's people. I thank all of those that, you know, may have lost loved ones this season. I know of a few people that lost loved ones a week before Christmas, a couple of days before Christmas. My heart goes out to you. My prayers goes up for you. And I just believe God to give you supernatural strength, endurance, and just to just heal you and just allow you to go through your process with peace and supernatural joy. May God bring up laughter with memories of your loved ones that you remember that were joyful times and all of the things that you just remember of them that were all good. May that saturate your mind and your heart and your soul during this time as God is healing you and bringing your family even the closer. And I just plead the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, and soul. I just wanted to say that, you know, the holidays can be very lonely. They say that the suicide rate is high. I've been really praying for people to be, you know, full of love and receive God's love and endurance and joy, and that they will just, you know, continue to grow in Him. And I just believe that God will show exactly who we truly are. A lot of times the enemy comes up during this time and this season to try to steal the purposes and plans of God from us and just to make us feel like there's no hope, there's no solution, there's no love, there's no joy, there's no peace. But the devil is a liar. That's what he does. He roams all over to seek whom he can steal, kill, and destroy the plans of God and lives of God, of the people of God. So we have to just remain steadfast and unmovable and talk about it. Let God lead you to those that are of Him, that have the heart of the Father and the mind of Christ, that can actually speak life into you. You know, there's an assignment that the enemy has against God's people, and that is early death. We can't allow Him to take our lives predestined. God has already has a plan for us, and we have to just believe and trust Him no matter what. There's been plenty of times that I wanted to throw in the towel. It gets rough. I mean, mentally, emotionally, you know, you tend to feel alone and sit in times when just out of nowhere. But I know that when I give God the opportunity, every time I lay down on that devil and I wake up, it's a whole different story. The sun comes out and it's brighter and it's sunnier, and I get the wisdom and I get the knowledge, and things is clear and the crooked way is straight. And I know that sounds like it might be a cliche or even that I'm making it up, but I assure you without a shadow of a doubt, it's my life. It's an experience that I've had time and time again, and I just thank God for His mercy and His grace, because every time He has done something in my life, I got more out of it than actually I can tell why the enemy wanted to take me out, because I get so much more by standing still in God's presence or remaining in Him and believing that He can fix it. I get so much more out of it. And that's exactly what the devil doesn't want us to get. So I want to encourage you that in this season, in this time, I want you to remain in God. Seek after Him. I mean, if you can't get it from nobody else, you can get it from Him. So I just wanted to motivate you on that. I wanted to shower you with love today from Father, because this is His truth. He loves you. He will not withhold any good thing from you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. And that anything you ask for in the name of Jesus, He will do it for you. So just be encouraged by that. And also going into the new year, we'll talk about this later on, because I want to encourage you about what some steps to do going into the new year. You have a few more days, and I want to tell all the saints and all of the believers, you know, I say believers, but I want to tell you guys, you know, give you some instructions that you can use that are practical, but mostly spiritual, that when you go into 2018, you want things to manifest. You've been believing God for them. You've been waiting. You've been patiently going through a process, learning, falling down, getting back up. And some of you done been around that mountain mountain so many times you done had enough. So you chose to believe something to manifest from the Lord in 2018. I'm going to give you some three tips that's going to help you know that you are in the right place in the right season and that God will reward you for your diligence. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Right now, I want to go into the weather. We got in Fayetteville, North Carolina, showers 37 degrees. Your high is going to be 45. Some sun is going to come out for you. Columbia, South Carolina, you are cloudy, 42 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 49. You got some sun coming out later at 4 o'clock. Augusta, Georgia, I love you, Augusta, Georgia. I love y'all. I can't wait to come back out there this spring with health and soul. You are 42 degrees and your high is going to be 48. You got rain right now. Let's see. We have Atlanta, Georgia, 39 and cloudy. Your high is going to be 42 degrees. Los Angeles, 48 degrees. You are Sunday and you're going up to 74 degrees. London, how can I forget about you? You are 39 degrees right now and you are cloudy. Jacksonville, cloudy at 56, high 58. What is DC got going on? Well, let's see. DC is 29 degrees and cloudy. Your high is 32 degrees. I'm coming back to you. I'm actually in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is where I spent my Christmas holiday with my mom and my sister, my niece, and my family. We had a good time, like I stated earlier. And Detroit, where I'm originally from, I am not surprised. 6 degrees. Ain't got the nerve to be sunny. Your high is gonna be 11 degrees and sunny. You got sun all day, but you sure is cold today, Detroit. All right, listen, we're gonna move on with our sponsors and then we're gonna have our special guest, which I'm so excited. I love her song Kingdom, y'all. We got gospel artist Ruth LaAntra. She's going to be coming in. She is a Stella nominee. I'm so excited and well deserved. I'm praying for that win for her because that song is my favorite, Kingdom. We're going to play a clip of that. Demetia, she is the owner of the Chic Shack there in DC on H Street. She's going to be giving us some tips on how to get your wardrobe together. And then we got my girl, Estelle Monroe Gantt. She's going to be giving us a spoken word. Got her 5-minute segment coming up. And also Gina G, my girl, number one female comedian in Florida, co-host to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. She's going to be joining us too to give us what she say and also going to be sharing with us the news update. So we got a full show for you. All right. So now let me go ahead to the sponsors because we got to give a shout out to Dewan Salon. If you want luxury hair, oh my goodness, I love my hair. She's got all types of hair at Salon Dewan. Dewan does her thing. She's got virgin hair, all kinds of textures, wet and wavy, all straight, everything you need. She is actually the owner of the Glam Shop, first mobile salon in the DMV area. She's also got some things going on Groupon. If you actually put in Salon Dewan, you would actually be able to go ahead and see what she has going on. She's offering for models to come. She's doing, I think she's doing an actual photo shoot where she's going to be looking for models. It says she's casting model calls, looking for 5 ladies to model her hair. The hair is free, but they will pay $125. That will include their headshots and the service. And she wants you to inbox her on her Facebook under Dewan Andrea, or you can email her headshots at the Glam Shop. Again, theglamshop at gmail.com, DEGLAMSHOPPE at gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with Dewan and you want to get your hair done, I love how she does. She has products for your hair, all different type of textures. She has her own products. They go from all types of texture of hair. If you want to get a glossy look or if you want your hair to grow, she has all the products that you need. Again, that is Dewan at Salon Dewan at 202-802-3098. All right, but we're getting ready to go forth with our first guest, Ruth. I love this song, Kingdom. Stay tuned now.
Give a smile. go the extra mile. Yeah. Everybody's looking for change, but who'll take the lead? Yeah. The change that I wanna see is gonna start with me. Everybody's saying that.
I'm good. I'm good at the beach enjoying my family on vacation, so I'm wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm so excited to have you on. I cannot even tell you how excited I am because that song, I would always be like, who is this person? She's so fresh. It's such a fresh sound. It makes me smile. It really does. I really love this song.
Thank you.
I tell you. And so it's such a pleasure for me to have you on. And I'm so glad. I know that you are nominated for a Stellar nomination. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful. It's always wonderful. A wonderful feeling to be nominated for a Stellar. I was nominated in my first album. And to know that my second album is running up again for it, I'm excited. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. I was looking over your bio and just what I'm really glad about that you're on here is because you can help so many people that are really, they have ideas, they got, you know, a lot of talent and a lot of gifts, and they just kind of sit. I don't know if it's because they don't know how to do it or if they feel like they're not well connected, but I read in your bio that you actually put up your first set of music on iTunes. You funded it and everything. That's how much you believed in what God was doing in your life and how he was using you for the kingdom. Can you tell everybody a little bit how that came about?
First I put a YouTube video when I was 15 years old singing Pass Me Not, and I need be in my brother's car. And Facebook started being created. MySpace was created before Facebook. I used to put videos on there and then Facebook, and everybody was just like, oh my God, we want to hear your own music. We want to hear you sing your music. I wasn't going to, you know, record anything, but everybody kept saying how much they wanted to hear me sing. So me and my dad and my Uncle Bubby, producer, amazing producer out of New Jersey, was like, let's just put something out there just for fun and so people can stop, you know, asking about it. So we put out a 3-song EP and 3 songs that I wrote. Two songs that I wrote, one of them my producer Bubby Fan wrote, and everybody loved it. And from there, it went from there. We made a whole album, got signed, Ty Scott Records. One of my songs on the EP was featured on a CD soundtrack for the movie Iniquity, written by amazing writer Joshua Coates, and it's been going ever since.
But Ruth, you know, this is the key thing. You stepped out on faith, and then God provided everything you needed. He just put a team together for you.
Oh, yeah.
And they were so close you literally can touch them.
Right. Yes, my dad is my manager. I call him Dadager. My mom, she travels on the road. Me, my husband, my brother is my road manager. My sister, my background singer. So we're all like, it's really a family business that we're having.
It's really amazing how it takes one spark to bring it all together, and then everybody's gifts and talents starts evolving and connecting. You know what I mean? That's what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and it was your sound that literally brought it all together, because it's, oh my God, it's so fresh. Do you hear that often? I just love it.
Thank
it's something
you.
I haven't heard before.
Thank you. Thank
I love
you so
it.
Much.
Yes, I love it. And just to think, you know, the story about, and people don't know this, but I have a bio, you guys, so I get to know a little bit about Miss Ruth right here. Listen, and so the fact that you are a miracle child, literally, that you were not even, I mean, they were already done with the first two, and then here you come, a miracle prophesied. And tell everybody about that story. I know your mom and dad are just like, wow, look at God.
Oh yeah, my dad is my assistant pastor. My mom, she's very, you know, powerful too as well. Well, my older sister, she, matter of fact, her birthday is today. She just turned 34. My brother's birthday is tomorrow. He turns 31. So you see how close they are in age. I'm 25, and my birthday is until July 22nd. I'll be 26. And so they were, my mom, my dad, they were done after my sister, and my brother. And the prophet, Vesta Walker, told my mom that she was pregnant, but, like, my mom had her tubes tied, cut, and burned. So it was like, yeah, right, I'm not pregnant because there's no way that I'm having a baby with my tubes tied, cut, and burned. And so the prophet, he prophesied to her, so she was pregnant, and she almost went crazy. She was mad at my daddy. everything. My Aunt Claire Reeves had to calm her down, and long story short, she kept me. And like I said, she's a very powerful woman. And one night she heard the devil come down the hallway. He came in her room at the foot of the bed and tried to take me out of her. And so that's why they call me Miracle Baby, because no matter tooth tie, cut, and burn, God had another plan, and here I am.
So you know what I'm talking about? You just go on and tell that story. And that's a lesson for everybody. You know, it doesn't matter who the prophet is or whoever. You take everything to God. That's what you do. Yes. I mean, some people might be off, and like your family, your parents thought, like, okay, listen, clearly he's not the truth, but he is the truth, and God is a miracle worker, and his plan will not return to him void. That's what scripture go to that. Because you were already predestined.
That is so true.
You are already predestined, and look at how the gifts in you and just what God has already imparted into you and ordained for you to do for his kingdom has literally been a blessing to your whole entire family. So you know the devil didn't want that to happen.
Right. That is so true.
He did not want that to happen. That's why the Bible says, lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all our ways.
In all three our ways.
Six. That's right. Because I'm blessed by you being here. I'm telling you now, like I said, I love Kingdom. And you have a whole rack of other songs like Thank You, So Good, New in You,
yes.
Count It All Joy, In This Place, So On and So Forth.
Yes.
What's next for you?
Say that one more time.
What's next for you?
I'm right now at this point, I'm just following the lead of the Lord. I don't know what he has next for me, but whatever he has, I know it's good. I know me and my husband, we're starting a YouTube channel. So at the beginning of the year, we have, you know, a fun YouTube channel for young people as well as older people to, you know, just come and see family while I'm out here on the road and everything else, enjoying family, because family is very important. And people love to see, you know, even though we're busy sometimes, my husband's got started his own trucking company, and I'm out here on the road singing, and we have our son, he's a little hyper 9 months old. It's very important to show family while we're still out here working. So that's what people want to see, that's what we're going to give them. And so we have YouTube vlogs coming up, and of course, the music, Stella Awards, going there in March, Vegas. And, you know,
yes,
after that, Stella whatever God Awards. Has planned.
I'm claiming a win in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. So
I'm going to need you to get that.
I know, right? Me too.
I'm going to need that to happen. I'm going to be really praying for that. I really believe in what God is doing through you. Like I said, it's a true blessing. I'm so glad to have gotten to meet you. I look for more things from you, and I know God is just going to take you even further, because now you know that everything has evolved. You got your whole entire family. They got stuff they got to do, and you're connected. Yes. And you know, y'all got stuff to do. It's like everybody got something to do, something creative. And this is just the beginning. So Ruth, I thank you so much. And my co-host Gina G, she's got a question for you. I can't let her go. Gina G, meet Ruth.
Well, how you doing, Miss Ruth? I am great. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. And it's not really a question per se. I just want to let you know, being the baby of my family as well, that you are doing great things for your family and that you are just truly a blessing. And I'm just excited about all the babies in the family that are coming up. So I want to congratulate
you
being the baby.
And my sister, my brother, he's so spoiled, but we're all spoiled. Thank you so much.
We all spoiled. But we just a little bit more. The baby's just a little bit more.
Well, this has been such a great interview. Thank you again. And you know, you are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Anything you got going on, you want to announce, anything, you are welcome. You are now a family member to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Ruth LaEntra. Am I saying Entra right? O-N-T-R-A?
Yes, Ruth LaEntra, yes.
Ruth LaEntra, the fresh sound straight from the kingdom of God. Kingdom, you got to go on iTunes, check it out, purchase it. I mean, Google her, everything you got to do. Where can everybody follow you?
They can follow me on all social media at Ruth LaEntra, R-U-T-H-L-A-O-N-T-R-A.
All right. You done heard it from her. Oh, I love you so much. And I'll be watching and I am praying. And you're going to have to get that in Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you so much. And also, they can vote. Go to thesilverawards.com and vote. I'm in categories 14 and 27.
I'm writing it down.
14 and 27.
14 and 27. Okay, Gina, we on that now. We're going to make sure people know that. We're going to remind them on Wednesdays, 14:27. I'm about to text it to you now, Gina. Okay.
You can vote up. You can vote up.
We love you, and we got you, girl.
Thank you. Love you guys, too.
All right. Listen, we're getting ready to take a commercial break. Bye-bye now. We're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we'll be joined by my girl, Domitia, the owner of the Chic Shack. We'll be right back.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Oh, hello, good people. This is Michelle A. I'm here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, if you've ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me they love my blouses and outfits. Then you need to know I get all of my blouses from the Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street, Northeast DC. You can find them online at www.worldwidewebthe-chicshack.com. Again, the-chicshack.com, and she's also on IG, Instagram at the chic underscore shack, Facebook, the chic shack. Go and check her out. She's joining us right now, my girl Domencia. She is my little sister, fly is I don't know what. Gina G, you got to check her out on her Instagram and stuff. Hi, Domencia, how are you? You
got good your morning.
5 minutes. She's joining the Dr. Gina's radio chat team.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good, girl. What you got? What kind of fashion tips do you have for us today?
Okay, so my fashion tip for the day. If you feel as though you don't have much personal style, find a style inspiration. Find a style inspo. Find someone who you just love, you know, their everyday look, and try to recreate it. You don't have to recreate the wheel. Just find what you like and what you love, and then take that as a base. So, Gina, you know, you, for instance, you know, you're definitely stylish, but I know, you know, you love the style. You love some of the looks you put together. And you oftentimes say, hey, you know, I need something that's really, like, pop and exciting, or I pulled this look that you put together. Can you recreate something like that for me? So I think kind of, you know, really looking for people whose style that you really love and just trying to recreate it.
That's a great tip. So how can everybody, can you mix some vintage stuff with newer things? I know that's something that you do. What are people that are shying away from vintage stuff? How can you encourage them to go and just look to some through the closet? Somebody else's closet, you can find a good piece.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, you know, I love vintage. Personally, I would say if you're going to go after a vintage piece, always match it with something that's new and trendy. So, for instance, if you're going to wear like an 80s secretary skirt that's maybe like a kind of weird knee length, but you love the print, you know, wear a fitted, you know, bodysuit under it, or a, you know, a bell sleeve top that you just purchased from Zara or from like a newer store. You can really update your look and your style.
Gina, do you like some, have you ever had any vintage items?
Child, I vintage all the time. I told you I was a baby, so, you know, I got 3 closets that I can dig in and find stuff. But I love vintage because it seems like it just comes back around anyway. So, you know, why not?
Domencia, do you recommend that people keep their stuff? Because, you know, a lot of times, like I grew up where, you know, you kind of get rid of the old and then so you can bring in the new. Do you recommend it? Because what I've noticed that every time I got rid of something, it comes right back and I'm like, dang, I had those jeans 5 years ago and I really like them.
So, again, you know, I own a resale store, so I, of course, encourage people to give, you know, recycle, get rid of things. But, you know, if you're someone that loves to keep your pieces and if you have the space to really, you know, hold on to that storage, I say keep it. Maybe try to refresh your wardrobe every season. So, you know, put things away and pieces that you've worn within the last 6 months, you might want to keep those out. But me personally, I just get rid of it. You know, if it's something that I'm into the next season, then I just look for it. I find it, even if it is vintage. I mean, you have some pieces that you have to keep. So if it's like a fur coat or some really jazzy pants that just fit you great, you know, of course, keep those. But, you know, don't be a pack rat.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Because stuff just pile up depending on how much you're buying. Well, Domencia, exactly. How can everybody get in touch with you at the Chic Shack?
So, of course, my favorite mode of contact is Instagram. You know, you can DM me, you can send me a message. My Instagram handle is the_chic_shack. You can also always email contact us at the store at info@thechicshack.com. And also our website is the-chicshack.com.
I love this place. It's so cute. It's right in Northeast in D.C. But guess what? You can be all over the world, good people, in Dr. Gina's Radio Chat land. You can order. She will send it right out to you. I mean, designer stuff from, oh, my God, they had the Chanel jacket. I wanted it so bad. But my arms, I mean, lifting weights is really for somebody. I just couldn't do it. I mean, if anywhere else, but I couldn't, you know, like, hug nobody. I couldn't do that. So... But it was so fly. Somebody got it. I asked her about it for like 3 weeks, and I mean, it was gone. But every time I think about it, I'm like, doggone it. But anyway, thank you so much, Domencia. She's joining the team. She would be coming on once a month to share all kinds of tips for fashion from the fashionista herself, Domencia at the Chic Chat. Thank you so much, girl.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Yes.
All right, love you. Okay, now, Gina G, I couldn't wait because I don't know what you going to say because it's after Christmas. So bring on what she say.
Well, what she say, honey? Let me tell you what she say today because I am guilty of it, and I don't care what nobody say. But if you're still not eating leftovers, then I don't know what your life is about because I don't know it's something about warming up that dressing and that mac and cheese, be it vegan or not. That just does something good to my soul. I just relive the whole Christmas moment all over again. So people are complaining about people still warming up leftovers at work. And I'm going to just tell you something. But those that are complaining, those are the ones that went over somebody's house and didn't get enough to steal on their plate. So I'm going to just let you know right now. Warm up their dresses. You know, Dr. G, they mad. They like, man, I should have took two plates. I only took one, trying not to be greedy. Well, that's your fault. But if you like me and you cook, I say eat it till it's gone. I'm telling you, tonight's dinner again will be ham, dressing, macaroni and cheese, the last of the sweet potatoes, and the corner of them greens. What she say? Yeah, I said it. Eat them leftovers and stop judging us.
Listen, and don't even, why you asking me what's for dinner? You know what's in for dinner, you know leftovers. Whatever's in the refrigerator.
Talking about you cooking. No, you better get you a plate and warm it right on up. You know what to do.
Well, listen, I know that's right. I know my mom was clearing out and giving. You want to take a pie home? I said, I'm vegan. We don't do that. I don't do no pie now if it got dairy in it. What does Emmanuel eat? He didn't know. He don't eat sweet potato pie. He ain't got that mature taste yet. She tried to get rid of
the food away. You know it's good. You got to give it away. Take it, please.
Always love the segment, What She Say. I love it. That is so on point. And I'm telling you, yesterday it was so many people. I was in the restaurant, and I'm telling you, they didn't have no leftover plates. They didn't have none because that place, Bonefish, was off the chain, crowded and backed up. It's trying to do the Facebook Live with you in the bathroom stall.
That was fun. And I was driving in this mall traffic. Let me tell you, these mall people parking on the grass. They parking, they ain't valet, but they going to park in valet parking spots. I'm just telling you, this mall is crazy.
After Christmas, I'm telling you guys, listen, I wait until after Christmas. That's just me. That's something that God told me to do. And I'm telling you, when I got up, the first thing, the doors open, I was able to get everything I needed. I found a couple of deals. I was able to get in and out. I didn't have to worry about nobody being mad. Listen, I went to the grocery store during the Christmas shopping season this year, like a couple of days, Friday, and people mad. Why are you mad at me because you got to buy gifts? Don't be mad.
They finally drowned
out the Grinch. Ain't nobody making you buy that gift. Why are you mad? You mad at yourself?
Girl, they done took the last loaf of bread. You done took the last rolls, dinner rolls. Folks is fighting over dinner rolls at the grocery store before Christmas.
Shut your mouth. All them patty LaBelle pies and cobblers, I know. I know they was fighting over them, too.
Girl, if y'all don't leave patty and them pies alone, y'all go wake up diabetical. Y'all better slow down on all them pies, them patty pies.
Oh, man.
Make you a homemade pie.
We got the spoken word coming up next with Estelle Monroe Gantt. She'll be joining us right after this commercial break.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
If you have not gotten your Keys Against the Enemy copy, you need to go on and get it. I'm telling you, everybody's talking about it. It is changing the way people are seeing a prayer. They are getting motivated. They're being encouraged. They're feeling empowered. They're knowing what God's heart is on matters such as being single, the politics, our president, the government, our children, marriage, everything and all things. I'm telling you, you got to get this 90-day spiritual boot camp. It is going to ignite the fire in you for prayer. All right. Now, we done talked about the keys against the enemy. We done got our What She Say segment about food, and we done got Ruth LaEntre talking about her song Kingdom, and you guys got to go and vote so she can win the Stella Award. If you have not heard Kingdom, Google her and listen to it. All right, Estelle, spoken word segment. What you got for us, girl?
Dr. Gina, how are you?
I'm blessed because you're on here with us.
Hi, Gina G.
Well, hello there, hello there.
Well, today, Dr. Gina, I wanted to write a poem in honor of victims from people who bully them. And so this poem is sort of an eviction notice to bully. And we're putting a gag order on bullies in 2018. Because statistics show high suicide rates are due to bullying. And we know they're in a political arena, they're in the workplace, they're in the schoolyard, and sometimes they're even laying next to us. So bullying must stop. And the name of this poem today is called Anonymous. Anonymous. And it reads, Anonymous, I will not validate your desperate rant for relevance by even speaking your name, because naming you gives life and identity. So you will today be an unknown entity. The popularity and fame you seek by bullying the weak must stop. See, when I am weak, God is strong, and he fights for me like he did in Deuteronomy 20, verse 3. I am written in the volume of 66 books, so you can't destroy me about laughing about the way I look. Jesus came down through 42 diverse generations that I may wear the crown of elevation. So I will no longer empower you to downplay my undeveloped potential. You don't have the authority, neither the credential, to negatively speak my demise. No more lies, no more lies. I speak life to the anonymous bully whose tongue has the equivalent of a gun or knife, because you are bitter with envy and strife. Still, I speak life. Rather, anonymous is in the pulpit, the schoolyard, or even in the workplace. We refuse to put a name with your face. The overwhelming statistics prove that you are sadistic. And even though the numbers are realistic, so is my God. Today, Anonymous, we pray, even for you, that God will do the unmentionable deliverance in your life from self-hate
before it's too late. But until then, we will not empower you by giving you a name. You should be ashamed. And so today you are anonymous.
I love it. I love it. Look, snap, 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 snap. I love it. Estelle, how can people get in touch with you?
Say it again.
How can people get in touch with you?
I'm on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant. Also, I'm on Twitter at For Real Gant on Twitter. So you can reach me either way.
All right. Well, if that you want to book Estelle for spoken word, she can put the thing together. She's well connected with other poets and ministry and so many other things. If you want to get in touch with Estelle, please go ahead and contact her. I love you. We love you, don't we, Dr.?
We love you. Amazing.
Gina, you and me, Gina.
Love you, girl. You about to have me go hurt somebody for bullying somebody.
Yes. No, that's right.
The anti-bullying mob, honey.
That's right.
All right. Well, listen, we're getting ready to move on. Thank you so much, Estelle, for joining in. Until next month, Happy New Year, sister.
Happy New Year to you, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Yes, you will. All right, we're going to move on. I have three things that I want to encourage you to do before we go into the new year. If you have time to fast and pray, I would recommend that you go ahead and seek God for a time of fasting and prayer. I would also recommend that you look over this year and all of the mistakes that you have made. And it's okay. We all make mistakes. Just be determined not to make the same mistakes. As you look over those mistakes, go over what you learned from those mistakes. If there were people that maybe you connected with because of loyalty or because you felt like this would help you get further along, or if you felt like you didn't want to be alone, whatever, check your motives of things. So that's one, those three things. I want you to find fasting and prayer time. I want you to be encouraged to look over your past mistakes. Remember the lessons that you learned. Be determined not to make the same mistakes. And also look at your motives for connection. So those are the three things that I want you to go over before the end of this year. And if as you go on and lay all of this down at God's feet, God will reveal to you his blueprint for you in 2018. I can't send you out as an apostle of the gospel. I cannot send you out, the listeners, and just say, oh yeah, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. We've always heard that. But yet, what have we done differently? If we're doing the same thing as 2017, 2013, and 2012, and then we get back in and go into the new year, and then we're disappointed because things haven't manifest, we have to take account accountability, and we have to humble ourselves and allow God to take us through the process that is needed. And we have to lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge him in everything, all things, not some of the things. We can't just say, okay, I'm gonna give you a piece of this and I'm gonna take all of this, or I'm gonna give you all of this and I'm gonna hold on to this. We got to give him all of it, because that very thing that you are tempted to hold on to is the very thing that can hinder you. So I want you, no matter what your shortcomings, no matter how ratchet we are, no matter how we see ourselves or anything like that, we have to go before the Lord and allow him to display and distribute to us what we're going to need in 2018. He says that our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. So what we're doing may not necessarily be the way that he would do it, or our thoughts, the way we think, are not the way he thinks. So if we think a certain way towards us, he thinks greater of us. So I just want you to be encouraged with that today going into 2018. And yes, I am believing in a harvest. I'm believing in the manifestation of God's promises, but I also have to take accountability, and I also have to know what it is that he wants me to do. I have to listen to his instructions and be obedient. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, and it's by faith. It's not by might nor by power. It's by the Spirit of God, and we have to have faith. Walk by faith and not by by sight. If we've seen it, then he's got something even greater for us. We have to trust God in 2018. And that's my motivational minute. Those are my three things that I would encourage you to do if you are really looking for success in the year of 2018. All right? All right. What you think about that, Gina G?
Child, I'm over here. Eyes closed. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I think that is all of the above what should have been said today. So I am ready for that. I am ready for that.
We got stuff to do, so we got to make sure that our hands are free from stuff that ain't God so we can do what he do. That's what we got to do. We got to allow him to do what he does. All right, so listen, news reports. What's going on, Gina G, in the news?
Woo, honey, we're going to pray over this news. Let me tell you, now, what they're trying to do right now is no more passwords. They're finding that hackers are able to get into people's accounts and hack, you know, even the government. So now it's going to be Face ID. And that's going to be Face ID for pretty much everything. I mean, computers, phones, ATMs. I'm talking about all the stuff that we've seen on these movies, these sci-fi movies, is starting to come to reality. So be careful for that mark of the beast. That's what I think. But anyhow, yes, right now it's going to be Face ID. And so they're getting rid of passwords where they're working on it. Also, people are complaining about these iPhones. I don't know if I'm an Android user, but for all the iPhone users, they're trying to sue Apple right now because the iPhones, the older ones you have, they're starting to slow you down to make you buy a new one. So if you have an older iPhone, they're trying to basically just kind of Suge Knight you out of your phone. They want to Suge Knight you out of your old iPhone so that you can get the new phone. So they're slowing your systems and everything down. So you guys have to be on the lookout. I'm talking about Android. Ain't nothing wrong with it. We also have Trump. You know he's always in the media, but he's still trying to talk about Obamacare. He's still going over Obamacare, still trying to get it, of course, vetoed, but over 9 million people didn't signed up for Obamacare this year. So he's a little upset that he can't get rid of Obamacare, but, I mean, it's affordable health care for people that need it. So Trump just going to have to relax and let people go to the doctor and let people go to the dentist, because what he's doing right now is just too much. And he's not tweeting about nothing positive. He's not tweeting about nothing interesting. He just keeps talking about the same thing, which is trying to scrap and veto anything that Obama has done. So, I mean, I don't know, Dr. Gina. I need it. So if you got Obamacare, I say stick with it and go to the doctor. And in a little lighter news, we want to just say congratulations to Miss Eva. I don't know if you remember her from America's Top Model. She won a few years back. She's a little brown skin girl with the green eyes, with Tyra and the big tarantula spider.
She was a short model.
Her and her man are engaged. They got engaged Christmas Day with many other people. Oh, my goodness. I could not get off of Instagram or Facebook without, oh, my God, I said yes. People are just trying to propose on Jesus' birthday. Now, y'all let Jesus have his birthday. But we're going to congratulate her anyway because they've been dating for a while. So congratulations to them on their wedding coming up. That's all the news I got for you.
Wow. I mean, I know that she's been... See, there is love. People are committing, ladies. If we just focus on everything else but that, he will come. Right. He will come.
Right.
He will come. Don't give the devil another day, not another hour, not another 5 seconds. Fantasizing about a husband and a marriage. God is going to provide everything you need. He gonna come, I tell you. And I'm bringing matchmaking back. I'm telling you, I'm making...
Bring it back, Gina. Bring it back.
I am petitioning that the people at the jobs, at the, your schools, at your churches. Listen now, everybody know a good brother somewhere. Don't tell me you don't know no good brothers. You got male friends and your husband got friends and there's some good brothers somewhere now. Everybody talking about ain't no good brothers. I know that's a lie. There's some good brothers out there that's ready to get married and ready to find love. Just keep the anxiousness level down to zero, please. Flatline
it. And it's crazy because I've come to find out that people that are married are trying to get out and people that are single are looking, like overlooking. I'm just trying to figure out if the moon been spent around a couple times, got everybody confused. But if you are in a marriage and they not whooping on your head, Ike and Tina, and they treating you right and taking care of business, try to find the lighter things in your relationship. Stop trying to focus on the negative. Focus on the positive. Remember why you got with that person in the first place. And if you're single, like Doctor said, just hold on. Don't give the man the milk when he can get the cow for free. Stop cooking and cleaning and acting like a wife without a ring. Stop doing that. Stop praising these baby showers and reveal parties, and you ain't got no ring. I'm just saying, ladies.
Exactly. And I agree with that. I really just kind of focus on your destiny. Focus on God and your purpose. And I'm telling you, you keep on walking, he gonna come right up to you. I promise you that. And you want it to be a surprise. You want it to be something you didn't have to discuss or manipulate it or try to fix it or try to convince. Why you want somebody you got to convince? You don't want that. You want somebody that saw you and said, that's it. I've been looking for her. That's the one I want, and that's it. Because if you got to convince them at the beginning, you're going to keep on convincing them all the way to the end at the divorce line. Mm. That's what you're going to do.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
You know,
in line.
If he already know what he want, he's going to invest, and he's going to protect his investment. And that's his heart his mind, because he gave it to you. Because he saw you, and he said, this is the one I want to give that to. So let the man do what he got to do. And like she said, even if you're not cooking or cleaning or any of that, stop emotionally connecting to people like they're your husband and they ain't even your boyfriend.
Right.
I mean, they looking at you as a boyfriend, and you already connected with your heart and soul, putting all that pressure on somebody to be your husband. You think he don't feel that, but that's a lot of weight you carrying. So let it go in 2017 and pick up all Jesus in 2018, and he will supply for every one of your needs. I promise you that.
This was a wonderful show. I mean, I love it every Wednesday. We come with it. You come with the interviews. We come with the love, the laughter, the education, the fashion, and I'm just overjoyed for what God has in store for both Gina's with the S.
Yes.
In 2018, because it's going to be huge, because it's effortless, and I love it, and I love you, and I'm just ready.
Well, I love you, and I'm so glad that God just blessed me with you. It's just been so, I'm looking at the picture of me and you, and I'm telling you, I love you, little sis, but I have never been taller than anybody. You are the first person I'm taller than.
Well, there you go. Dreams come true. Dreams come true.
I always wanted to know what it felt like, and I really get to get that feel with my little sis, Big Gina, straight from, well, she's from Cali, but in Florida, voted number one female comic in Florida, and just busy all the time, and just such a blessing that you will come and bless us, you know, the listeners, with your talent and your gift. And I just love all of you, Estelle and Domencia, that's joining on, and brand new and fresh to the show, and so much more, you guys. We got so much more switching up in 2018. So I want Gina and I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Be blessed. Celebrate all the blessings that you are actually crossing over into a new season. That's worth dancing to. Y'all need to dance in 2018 at 12 o'clock midnight, because you made it. It's so many people that did not. But guess what? You made it. All right? So where can everybody reach you, Gina?
Everybody can reach me on all social media sites at Gina G Too Funny. On Facebook, it's Gina G T-O-O Funny. On Instagram, it is the number 2. I mean, you can find me. You look for me. If you don't find me, ask somebody.
where are you going to be this weekend? I know you got some stuff going on December the 30th.
I do. This weekend, I have two places. I'll be busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For New Year's Eve, I will be at Delray Beach. That's some part of Florida. Y'all know I'm still working my Florida out, so don't judge me. But it's close to Miami, so I will be there for New Year's Eve, bringing in the new year with the good laughter, and of course, they're having fireworks and everything else. On the 30th, I will also be in Tampa on the 30th with my friend Barack, and we have another show Friday.
Not Barack Obama.
Okay, not Barack. There we go. Let me clarify that. Not Barack Obama. You better let him know. Not Barack Obama, but my friend Barack Amen. It's really crazy. That's his name. But that is his name. His mama gave it to him. And on Friday, I will be in Tampa Springs. So I'm around, man. God is blessing me. So you can check me out. And either way, I post the flyers on my social media. So look me up, man. Look me up.
And she will be traveling to other places near you over in the East Coast, Detroit, New York, D.C. She coming out of a city near you. Booking agents are knocking at her door. They ready for some Gina G. I'm super excited. This weekend, I will be home in D.C. I'll be celebrating the new year with Baptized Believer Church right there in Northeast on 7th and Franklin Street. I'll be there at the morning service that starts at 11:15 and also the 10:30 p.m. service. I'll be there and we'll be celebrating the new year. And we are super excited right there in Brooklyn, Washington, D.C. Pastor Isaiah Long is the pastor there, my pastor, and he's going to be there as well. So we're looking forward to that. I also got a couple of other invitations to another church function also celebrating Redemption Church. I'll be with them as well on Sunday. So I'm going to be at three services on Sunday.
Get it in, Gina.
Yes, I'll be at three services. It's such a blessing. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be closing out. We only got a couple more seconds of the show, and we hate to go, but just stay tuned. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and born into sin, transformed into destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and born into sin, transformed into destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag Right and Everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Shout out to Country Wayne doing his thing. All right, listen, we are at the end of the show, the last show of the year.
Woo! I know.
2017. When I look back at 2017, Gina, we have had some amazing guests. We had A-Train that was the co-host before you, holding it down for 2.5 years. Shout out to him. Also, we had Anthony Hamilton, Leon. We had Ja'Kalen Carr, Dietrich Haddon, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and oh my God, I can't even think. And just today, Ruth La Ultra, you got to vote for her. 1627 on the Stellar Awards. You're going to vote up to 6 times. She was on here. I mean, just so many people. I'm just so excited about what 2018 is going to bring. Aren't you, Gina?
I am so excited. Just blessings on blessings. It's coming. It's coming our way. I'm ready.
Coming our way. And we had Tight Mike on for WNTF. Out there in Florida, holding it down on the Tight Mike Morning Show. He was with us when I was in Florida. He graced Dr. Gina's radio chat right after his show, so that was cool. We've had some laughter. Cool. We've had a lot of lessons learned. We've done some things, haven't we? So I'm looking forward to it. All right. Well, listen, we're getting ready to go. We say peace, love you so much. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We're going into a new year, a new season, new opportunities, chances, fifth chances, thousand chances. God's grace, His mercy, His love. We just going into abundance. You better get it while it's raining all Jesus. All right. Loving you. Until next time, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it because you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.